I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
David Sampson joins us, CBS HQ, on a week where Major League Baseball actually steals headlines from the NFL during the postseason. David, it's not what they want as far as, marketing the sport, but I can't say they're probably complaining that people are talking baseball in January.
Oh, I couldn't disagree more with you. I'm so sorry.
Really?
Good morning.
It's all right. No. I love it when you disagree.
Yeah, you don't want to steal headlines with this. This, to me, had executives and the commissioner under their desk sucking their thumbs in the fetal position. This is not the type of attention at all that we're looking for. Now, I will grant you, I spent 18 years of my life trying to steal headlines from the NFL and the NBA and trying to figure out how to become more of an off-season force during the season, but not with negativity, and never with negativity.
When you hear the charges that have been filed, you know, as far as people, whether it's verbally, whether it's in print, otherwise about accusing the Houston Astros of cheating more than they already got blamed for. What are your thoughts on that?
I think back to how lucky I was to start my career without social media and how we had to worry about reporters and news cycles and newspaper deadlines, and now how there's a 24-hour cycle and how there can be a pebble of a story that becomes an avalanche. And that's my sort of word for viral. When something goes viral, you can't control it. And I know this because I also spent years trying to create viral moments for a team to get positive attention. And it's impossible. You don't know what's going to go viral. And what you saw this week was a story happens, and then it just piles on and piles on. And that's when you lose control of it.
Right now, when you look at the Astros, do you, as a former baseball executive, look at them differently?
No, I've always looked at them the same, as a matter of fact. I always thought that they certainly acted like the smartest kid in the class. I always respected the smartest kid in the class, and I respected him or her even more if they didn't give off that feeling and that sort of aura of being the smartest. And to me, the Astros always had that aura around them that they would promulgate versus, you know, having it come to them. And I'm not saying that they deserve what they got or they didn't deserve what they got. And I'm also not saying they're the only team which does it, because they're not. They are just the team that got caught.
Should people believe that it's just a conspiracy theory that Major League Baseball players may have worn electronic buzzers on their body to alert them?
So in my 18 years, I did not see that. And I saw players, there's no way to make this come out right. So I always say things in my brain before they come out of
sure.
my mouth. But I'm just going to say it. I saw players undressing all the time. And I never saw wires. I never saw anything of my players. There's no way I ever suspected that other players, and we knew other teams were trying to steal our signs. We knew that other teams were using not just technology. They were just using life. They were using experience to get an edge and see what our signs were. I never for a second thought that any player was using a contraption. I always thought that there was communication to the player through other means. I find it hard to imagine. Now, I watched Altuve not have his jersey taken off.
He was telling them not to take his jersey off. And then
it happened live.
Right.
Thinking that we had a player named Derek Dietrich who loved to have his jersey taken off because he had a rockin' body. And what would be better than having everybody see it? And he loved it. And I remember thinking that if I ever were hitting a home run, I wouldn't want my jersey off either, because why would I want people to see my zero pack? So that's what I was thinking at the time. Then all of a sudden you get a kernel of a doubt put in by someone on the intergoogle, and you start thinking, well, wait a minute, maybe there's something there. And if I'm thinking that way, that means fans are thinking that way, because I'm trying to think like a fan now. And if that's happening, that's when stories lose control. As an executive, do I think it's possible? No chance. Do I think it happened? No chance. As a fan, I'm thinking now, wow, maybe it did. And that's the problem we have right now in the industry.
I wonder if it keeps one body away from a Major League Baseball stadium this year. And I really don't feel like, I don't believe it would either. I really don't.
No, not at all. What MLB needs is they need to get going and have spring. They wish spring training were starting right now. They need to get the Red Sox investigation closed and announced. And the problem here is every time a new player comes out with something else, and I don't mean a fan or the niece or nephew of Carlos Beltran. I mean an actual blue-checked, verified account of a player in Major League Baseball comes out and says, I know this is happening. I witnessed this or that happening. MLB can't close the investigation because their goal here is to not just close it on the Red Sox. It's to close it on all 30 teams and be done with this. So they've got to figure out how to stop players from coming forward.
Would you have, as an executive, would you have felt the need to fire Carlos Beltran?
If I were with the Mets?
Yes.
Yes. There's no way that Beltran has any credibility. He lied. And he was then a part of the interview process. He got the job in New York, which you know the Mets are very, very PR-oriented.
Sure.
They worry very much what people think. You saw what they did, which is what they always do. They float a trial balloon before they make a decision. There's a leak that comes out that says they're wavering on Beltran. They're waiting to see what the reactions are. That's why it wasn't done immediately, because they were waiting to see whether or not the Avalanche was going to bury him. And the Avalanche should have buried him immediately the minute his name was in the report, because he lost credibility for me as he walks in that dugout, as he's talking to his coaches, because he was named in the report for a reason. If the only names are Cora and Beltran, are the only names in the report, it doesn't make sense as a president that I would allow Cora to be fired, but then I wouldn't need to fire Beltran.
So baseball moves past this? I mean, do you think when spring training comes, they'll put a bow on this and say, we've looked at everything we need to look at? Because that would seem preposterous to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But the first question you asked is, will baseball move past this?
And yes. The,
my five most favorite words, which are the most true words I've ever heard spoken to me, the show must go on.
There you go.
So I guarantee you baseball moves forward, because the sport and the game is bigger than the Astros and bigger than Altuve and Beltran and Cora and bigger than Rob, bigger than everybody. That's the commissioner.
Now, as a baseball guy, are you a fan of the NFL today? Will you sit and watch the championship games today, or are you just a guy who you never had the time to be a real big NFL fan?
I love the NFL. I'll be watching every single play.
What do you think today?
I've watched every playoff game. I think I always put myself as a commissioner or as an owner. I am very badly rooting for the Chiefs and the Packers, because I think that is the best storyline for the NFL 100 to end the season.
It's amazing.
I think it's great for the NFL, great for sports, great just for all of us to have a feel-good story. And to me, I'd rather read 2 weeks of articles and see Patrick Mahomes than Ryan Tannehill. I think it's more interesting. And I'd rather see Aaron Rodgers, right? Just the Packers, the green, just the history. I can see more Lombardi video. There's just something about that matchup.
For the 100th season. Yeah, it sounds good. David, have a great one. I'm glad to see you're a big fan, too. That's awesome. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.